Today we're building a bouncy old-school DNB rewind moment with chopped vinyl character in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it in a beginner-friendly way that still sounds proper in a real drum and bass track. Think of this less like making one bass loop and more like creating a phrase with attitude. In DNB, the bassline often acts like the main hook, so the goal here is to make it feel like it says something, pulls back, and then comes back harder. That rewind feel is a classic jungle and early DNB move, and once you understand how to build it, you can use it in drops, switch-ups, breakdowns, and reload moments all over the place. Let's start with the big picture. We want three things working together: a clean sub, a chopped character layer, and a little mid-range movement for weight and translation. If those three parts are balanced well, the bass will feel full without getting muddy. And in DNB, low-end discipline matters more than having a million plugins on the chain. First, set your tempo somewhere around 172 to 174 BPM. That's the sweet spot for this kind of bounce. Then create a two-bar loop, because keeping it short makes it easier to hear the groove and make intentional choices. A rewind moment works best when the phrase is tight and clear. If you've got a reference track, now's a good time to listen to it. Don't copy it, just notice how the bass phrases behave. Listen for where the bass stops, how much space the drums leave, and how long the rewind style moment lasts. In DNB, phrasing is everything. You're not just making a loop, you're building a conversation. Now let's build the sub foundation. Create a MIDI track and load operator. Start with a sine wave. Keep it simple. You don't want this layer to be flashy, you want it to be solid. Set the envelope with a short attack and a medium release so the notes feel smooth but not blurry. If you want a little glide between notes, you can add a subtle portamento, maybe around 20 to 40 milliseconds. Write a short two-bar MIDI pattern in the lowest register. Keep it to one or two notes per phrase. You can try root and fifth movement, or just a root note with a small variation at the end of bar 2. The point is to let the sub carry the weight without becoming too melodic. You should feel it more than hear it as a tune. If the low end starts getting too wide or messy, edge utility after operator and make sure the bass is mono. Also check your gain staging early. Old-school style bass can get loud fast once you start adding saturation and resampling, so leave yourself headroom. That makes everything easier later. Next, let's add the chopped vinyl character layer. Create another MIDI track and load simpler or sampler with a short gritty bass dab or vinyl style sample. If you don't have one ready, any short chopped bass one shot will do for now. We're aiming for that slightly sampled, slightly rough, turntable attitude. In simpler, use classic or one-shot mode depending on the sample. Trim it tightly so the transient hits cleanly. If it's too bright or clean, use the filter to roll off some top end. Then add saturator after it and give it a little drive, maybe around 2 to 6 dB, with soft clip on if needed. That gives the sound a little grime without destroying it. After that, use auto filter and keep the movement subtle. A low pass or band pass works well here, and you can automate the cutoff a little so the phrase opens and closes with a rhythm. Now here's where the rewind character starts to come alive. Don't just duplicate the sub part on this layer. Let it answer the sub instead. Think in phrases, not loops. The sub can hit first, then the chopped layer can respond on the second half of the bar. That call and response setup is what makes it feel like the record is being pulled back and replayed. A really simple trick is to shorten the MIDI notes on the chopped layer. Short note lengths often sound more authentic than adding more effects. You can also vary the velocities a bit so it feels less robotic. Slightly offset one or two notes if needed. A tiny bit of human irregularity goes a long way here. For the rewind feel itself, try this. Let bar 1 build, then create a quick stop or filter dip at the end of the bar, and bring bar 2 back with a slightly harder chopped hit. You can even leave a tiny pause before the return. Silence creates impact. That's one of the most useful lessons in bass arrangement. If you want to add more weight, create a third layer with wavetable or operator for a simple restyle mid layer. Keep the low end filtered out so it doesn't fight the sub. This layer is just there to give the rewind moment some chest and movement, especially on smaller speakers. A subtle saw-based patch with a little detune, then high-passed with EQ8, can work really well. Add a touch of saturator for bite, but don't overcook it. At this point, the stack should feel like this: sub underneath, chopped character in the middle, and a controlled mid-range layer helping the bass speak. The important part is that not every layer should play all the time. Selective dropouts are what make these moments believable. Try muting one layer on the last half beat, before the bass comes back. That tiny gap can make the return hit much harder. Now it's time to resample. Create a new auto track and set it to resampling or route your bass group into it. record a few passes of the two-bar loop. This is one of the best beginner moves in Ableton, because it turns a layered synth patch into an audio performance you can actually shape. It also gives you that slightly more record-like old-school feel. After recording, drag the best section into a new audio clip. Trim it tightly, split it at the phrase boundary, and if it helps, reverse a tiny ending fragment to exaggerate the rewind sensation. Use fade so you don't get clicks. If timing drifts, use warp carefully. For chopped material, beats mode can work well, but don't overwarp the low end or it may lose punch. This is the point where the idea starts to feel real. Once it's printed to audio, you can treat it like a performance object instead of just a synth patch. That's a huge part of the old school vibe. Now make sure the bass works with drums. A rewind bass moment only lands if the drums leave the right spaces. Use a classic DNB drum bed with kick, snare on 2 and 4, and some break chops or ghost notes around the main hits. If you're using Ableton's drum tools, slice to new MIDI track can be great for breaking up a loop. Drum bus can add a little glue and grit, and glue compressor on the drum bus can help the whole thing feel more cohesive. The key is contrast. The bass should answer the drums, not fight them. If the drums are too busy, the rewind moment won't breathe. Pull a few hits away around the bass answers and let the space do some of the work. Now we shape the arrangement. A strong beginner structure could be 4 to 8 bars of intro, then an 8-bar drop, then a 2-bar rewind moment, then the drop returns with a variation. Keep the rewind short. That's really important. The power of the rewind is in the surprise, not in dragging it out. For the rewind section, automate the bass volume down quickly at the end of a phrase. Close the filter, strip the drums back for a beat, and then bring the chopped bass back in with a slight change. Maybe the last note lands in a different octave, or the ending rhythm changes just a little. That tiny variation makes it feel deliberate instead of copied. You can also use echo on a send for a small dubby tail before the cut, or a lightly used auto filter on a whole bass group to build tension. But keep it controlled. The best old school style moments usually come from restraint, not huge effect stacks. A few common things to watch out for. Don't make the sub too busy. Don't let the chopped layer compete with the sub in the low end. Don't distort the whole bass chain unless you really know why you're doing it. And don't make the rewind section too long. 1 or 2 bars is usually enough to make the crowd feel the pullback. If you want a darker or heavier version, keep the sub mono, add saturation mostly to the mid layer, and cut out any muddy low mids around 200 to 400 Hz if things get cloudy. You can also automate small filter moves instead of giant sweeps. Tiny moves often sound meaner and more controlled. Here's a quick practice idea if you want to lock this in after the lesson. Make a 174 BPM project, build a 2-note sub-line in Operator, add a chopped bass answer in Simpler, layer a light Reese in Waveedable, resample the result, then edit one rewind style stop and return into the audio clip. Add a simple drum loop, automate one filter move, and one volume dip. If you can get that working, you've basically built a proper rewind moment. So the big takeaway is this. Build the bass in layers, keep the low end clean, use short phrases and pauses, and shape the arrangement so the bass can stop, breathe, and return with attitude. That's the heart of this sound. If your bass can pull back like a record being rewound, and then hit again with more energy, you're already speaking DNB.